I'm very happy now to welcome to the Radio Cafe Kirby Dick. He is a writer, director, and producer. His film, This Film Is Not Yet Rated, is screening on Friday, October 21st at 7 o'clock at the Lensic here in Santa Fe as part of the Santa Fe Independent Film Festival. And another film of his, Sick, The Life and Death of Bob Flanagan, Supermasochist, is screening the same day, Friday, October 21st at 5 o'clock at Warehouse 21. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you very much.
You will also be accepting an award from the festival for, it's the American Filmmaker Award, and you'll also be speaking at the Aztec Cafe, which is a great treat for us, on Saturday morning, the 22nd of October at 10 in the morning. Let's talk for a moment about this 2006 documentary, This Film Is Not Yet Rated. I loved that movie when I saw it. I saw it not too long after it came out. And in that film, you expose this whole secretive netherworld of the people who rate the films that we see, that give them a rated R, whatever rating. And for those people who have not yet seen this film, what did you find out about the people who do these ratings? What kind of folks are they? What are their agendas?
Well, the people who actually do the ratings are actually just parents. They have no other qualifications whatsoever. And these are parents that are selected by the MPAA. Now, the MPAA is the trade organization and lobbying arm for the six major film studios who, of course, release most of the films in this country. So, but this ratings organization doesn't only rate their films. It rates all the films, the independent films, foreign films. So they have complete control of the rating system. Now, these people are only parents, completely chosen by the MPA, and it's a completely secret group. Nobody gets to see who they are, really, or how they do their ratings. And so for 40 or 50 years, it had been set up this way, and major news organizations had tried to get inside and find out how this was run and who they were. And they were never able to do it. So what we did is we hired a very colorful private investigator and followed her around, and she actually got the names of all these people, and we found out how it really is run.
And how is it really run? I mean, give us a hint.
Well, it's no surprise that the films by the studios are rated much less harshly than films by independents, particularly when it comes to things like sexual content. Most of the independent films, or many of the independent films, focus on adult sexual content and, how adults, just the whole interactions between adults and sexuality. What all filmmakers, it's an important subject for all filmmakers, certainly foreign filmmakers as well. Whereas the studios, a lot of their films, a great majority of them, I would say even, are violent films, and those films got much less harshly rated. And now, again, they are the people who are choosing these secret raters, and they have direct access and communication with these raters, whereas independent filmmakers do not have that kind of access at all.
What kind of influence does a rating have on who sees the film?
Well, it could, obviously if you have an NC-17 rating, then it'll limit the people who can see that film. And it also has influence in terms of, certain NC films can't be advertised in certain papers, can't be advertised in certain television markets. And so, for example, you take a film like Batman, which, the last Batman film, which really should have gotten an R rating because of the amount of violence. And in comparison to other films, it would have absolutely got an R rating if it was given a fair rating. It got a PG-13 rating, which allowed many more young children, children really at any age, as long as their parents said it was okay to come and see this film. Now, their parents have no idea. They think, it's a Batman film. They're thinking, Batman was a kind of a sweet comic character, when they were growing up. So it really is really doing a disservice to parents. It's not accurately reflecting what's in the film.
I was thinking when I was watching your film and afterwards, I mean, You get a really strict rating if there's, a lesbian kiss or a breast or something like that in the film. But if somebody cuts another person open with a chainsaw and their blood and guts all fall out on the floor, that doesn't seem to really faze anybody. What if it were just the opposite? What if you could have lots of sex but you couldn't even have somebody slap somebody across the face without getting a really rough, I mean, really high rating. In other words, you know, excluding teenagers from the film. What would our society be like if it just flipped around?
Well, I mean, I don't think, you know, movies are really the cause of violence in our society. I mean, so I don't think we can really blame films for that. But I think what I would like to see, well, personally, what I'd like to see is that there be no rating, is that what there be is information. I mean, you know, with the Internet and everything, you could have much more information given to parents about what was in these films. And then parents themselves could choose, as opposed to deciding that you want to restrict certain people from seeing this film and allow certain other people to go see these violent films. I mean, in terms of the statistics on this, there's really no statistical evidence at all that a sexually explicit film in any way damages teenagers. There's no evidence of that at all. There is some evidence that's being debated that it might have some negative, the violence might have some negative impact on teenagers. But again, my preference would be for no ratings. The information is out there, and then parents to allow their children to go see it.
Or, I mean, it would be interesting also if there was a separate rating for sexual content and violent content. I think the way people put those two words together as if they had anything to do with each other is kind of weird. I mean, sex is part of all of our lives, and
right.
For many people, violence really is something quite rare and horrible.
Right. I mean, again, I mean, I'm sort of taking the other side here, but, you know, violence, if you restrict the showing of any violence, then pretty soon you can have anti-war films. And when in fact, that's one of the things I cover. There's a documentary that was made about 5 years ago that was showing what it was like in Iraq for soldiers, and they were swearing. And because of that, it got an R rating. And so children that were, you know, within a couple of years of deciding whether to go in the army couldn't even see what the experience of that was like. And that, you know, I think is completely inappropriate. But I think most parents are much more concerned about the effect of violence and seeing too much violence than they are about the effect of seeing, you know, like you said, a breast or something like that. I mean, all that is available on the Internet now anyway.
Right, right. What effect, if any, did your film have in terms of the transparency of this whole rating system?
It made it slightly more transparent. They said they came out with a whole series of changes that they were going to make. Now, they claimed that my film had absolutely nothing to do with it, but it just happened to happen, you know, within months after my film was released. So I'm sure it did. And they came out with a whole list of changes that was going to improve the rating system. What was interesting is they did not, even though they said they were going to do it, I think about half of those changes they never really did, because as soon as after this blew over, they felt like they just wanted to, you know, keep business as usual, because this is a very sweet setup for them. They control the actual people who rate their films and who rate their competition films too, because independents are in competition with the studios. And a rating can determine how much money a film makes. So they don't want to change the system that they have now.
We're talking to writer, director, and producer Kirby Dick. We've got a few minutes left. I have not seen this film yet, but tell us a little bit about it. Give us a hint of what it's about. Sick: The Life and Death of Bob Flanagan, Supermasochist.
Well, it's a film about a man who was an artist. He was born with cystic fibrosis, and he was a very extreme masochist. And so it's a film about how his illness, affected his art and actually it's a film about how his sort of sexual practice affected his art and his life. And it's very personal, very powerful. It won an award at Sundance when it premiered there. Like I said, he was a friend of mine, and it's very explicit. So, I mean, this is a film that should get an NC-17 rating. I would not argue with that at all. I mean,
right.
You know, it's a film for adults or for, you know, for teenagers who are, you know, feel like they can see this kind of material. But it's very powerful, very emotional. I think it's I personally think it's one of the most emotional documentaries ever made. So, and I know that, you know, every time I go to a film festival anywhere, somebody comes up to me and says, this is my favorite documentary I've ever seen. It really does affect people. But again, I just want to let people know it's a real roller coaster ride. I mean, you will never, ever, ever see anything like this again in terms of, I guarantee you, you'll remember for the rest of your life. It's a very powerful film.
Now, you're going to be speaking on Saturday morning at 10 o'clock at the Aztec Cafe, which is a lovely little venue. What are you going to be talking about?
Well, I've made about a dozen films, documentaries, and I will cover the course of my career and actually especially for people who are filmmakers or want to know about documentaries or know how to make documentaries, I sort of give a lot of information about sort of behind the scenes about how I actually, put these films together. So, I mean, on the one hand, I mean, if for anybody interested in actually becoming a filmmaker or who is a filmmaker, I think there's a lot of information there. And then for people who are, interested in film as subject matter, you kind of get a sense of how these projects are put together. Because documentaries, as I'm sure you know, are an incredible challenge. And, I mean, I love making them, but there's a lot of tricks you have to sort of do to actually pull something together from real life.
Right.
And not to follow sort of the reality programming sort of cliche ways of approaching it.
Kirby Dick is a writer, director, and producer. Two of his films will be screened at the Santa Fe Independent Film Festival. This film Is Not Yet Rated will be on Friday, October 21st at 7 o'clock at the Lensic. And Sick, The Life and Death of Bob Flanagan, Supermasochist, is Friday, October 21st at 5 o'clock at Warehouse 21. And he'll be receiving the American Filmmaker Award at the Independent Film Festival. And again, we'll be speaking at the Aztec Cafe on Saturday morning. Thank you so much for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Thank you. I look forward to coming to Santa Fe.